Most people don't even know that a lot of people are Christians because they're secret saints. They're followers only in name, but if you're accused of being a Christian, will there be enough evidence to convict them? At the end of the day, God wants you to come to Him. God wants you to surrender to Him. God wants you to want His things more than you want anything else in your life. And I want to give you an opportunity to do that this morning. If you never made Jesus the Lord of your life, or if you made Jesus the Lord of your life, but you know you haven't been living the life, I want to give you an opportunity to get back in right fellowship. You might have a relationship, but you're not in right fellowship. But if you've never received Jesus as Lord, you don't even have a relationship. You don't even qualify. But not after today, because after today, you're going to be one of those who are in right standing with God, in right fellowship with Him, and a citizen of the kingdom of God, one who's ready to be taught how to be a forerunner so that you can go out and turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the disobedient to the wisdom of God and make ready a people to meet the Lord. It's found in Romans chapter 10, verses 8, 9, and 10. This is how you get into the family. This is how you become a citizen of the kingdom. This is how you get in the right relationship with God. It says this: the word is in the heart, is in your mouth. It's the word of faith that we preach. That if you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, but the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Make this confession with me right now in the name of Jesus. Say, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I do believe Jesus Christ. He is the Son of God. I believe He died for me on the cross and carried my sins for me. I believe He was put in a grave, but now He's risen. He's alive right now. Lord Jesus, I make You the Lord over my life. Fill me with Your Holy Spirit right now. Lead me in the way that I should go. I make a decision from this day forward that I surrender my life, I submit my life to God and His way of doing and being right. In Jesus' name, amen and glory to God. Well, if you made that confession this morning, if you prayed that prayer this morning, I'm going to welcome you into right relationship with God, welcome you back into right fellowship with God, welcome you into the kingdom of God.